Thursday, April 17, and eternal solidarity, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5.
When we imagine the huge difference between God and ourselves, it is astounding to think that God would reach out to us by condescending to take on human flesh. But after he was done, most of us would have been content for him to abandon his affinity with us and return fully to what he was before. However, and this absolutely astounds us, we learn that Jesus will forever remain in solidarity with us by retaining our nature.
Consider the implications of the following passages in regard to Jesus' eternal solidarity with us.
Acts chapter 1, verse 10 and 11. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. "Men of Galilee," they said, "why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven." Acts chapter 17, verse 31. "For he has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed. He has given proof of this to all men by raising him from the dead." 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. "For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ." For further study, see Luke chapter 24, verses 36 to 43.
By his life and his death, Christ has achieved even more than recovery from the ruin wrought through sin. It was Satan's purpose to bring about an eternal separation between God and man. But in Christ, we become more closely united to God than if we had never fallen. In taking our nature, the Savior has bound himself to humanity by a tie that is never to be broken. Through the eternal ages, he is linked with us. God so loved the world, he gave him not only to bear our sins and to die as our sacrifice, he gave him to the fallen race to assure us of his immutable counsel of peace. God gave his only begotten Son to become one of the human family, forever to retain his human nature. God has adopted human nature in person of his Son and has carried the same into the highest heaven. It is the Son of Man who shares the throne of the universe. Ellen G. White, The Desire of Ages, page 25. Christ ascended to heaven, bearing a sanctified, holy humanity. He took this humanity with him into the heavenly courts, and through the eternal ages he will bear it, as the one who has redeemed every human being in the city of God. Ellen G. White, The SDA Bible Commentary, Volume 6, page 1054.
A friend of yours hearing about Jesus' eternal solidarity with us says, "That is going too far. It is too much." What would you say to that person? And how do you feel about the fact he will be like us for eternity? However incredible a concept, what does it tell us about God's love for humanity?